Well, over the last week, it seems like the top story every day has been the latest revelations about the Trump White House. But if you turned on Fox News yesterday morning, you may have heard a different story about a man named Seth Rich.
The DNC staffer who was gunned down on July 10th on Washington, D.C. street last July, just steps from his home, had leaked thousands of internal email to WikiLeaks, law enforcement sources have told Fox News. So it looks
like right-wing media outlets have been floating theories for months that Rich was the person who provided WikiLeaks with DNC emails and that his death was connected to that. The police department in Washington, D.C. says Rich may have been the victim of a robbery. And earlier this week, a private investigator and Fox News contributor named Rod Wheeler said evidence existed that proved Rich had been in contact with WikiLeaks before his death. But by yesterday afternoon, that story fell apart. Let's turn now to NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, tell us what happened yesterday in the Seth Rich story.
So Rod Wheeler, this private investigator who's presented by Fox 5 in Washington and by Fox News as being an investigator on behalf of the family, said, you know, there is evidence that is showing, proving the leak between the killed DNC aide and WikiLeaks. But by the end of the day, he said, no, I heard that from the reporter for Fox. I didn't know that myself. And the family said there's no ties that they've ever seen and pointed out that, in fact, that this investigator, Rod Wheeler, has been paid by a third party. And NBC News disclosed, I mean, it's a fascinating story with twists. NBC News disclosed that that third party actually is a Fox News contributor based in Texas who also is a writer for Breitbart News. And so you see that there's a certain kind of ideological component to this seemingly charitable investigation of this young man's death.
And Fox News was playing this up big time yesterday. It was the top story on their website. And it seemed like there was sort of a wink-wink going along with it. Hillary Clinton may have been involved in the death.
Well, gosh, it certainly does echoes of the whole, controversies and ludicrous and harmful conspiracy theories ginned up about the pizza parlor
game,
in
right.
Washington, D.C. Or echoes of the 1990s when people claimed that Clinton had ties to the death of their friend and former White House aide Vince Foster and other people who had died in Arkansas, claims for which there was no evidence ever.
It also brings up a question of whether Fox News on a daily basis, not just with this story, is picking stories to focus on that don't hurt President Trump. When scandals come up at the White House, they're talking about other things.
Well, they're either talking about other things or, by and large, with some exceptions, playing extraordinary defense for Trump by trying to point the finger at Jim Comey. You had Tucker Carlson, very much an anti-Trumper and sometimes cheerful Trump ally, spending an entire segment kind of hectoring a New York City councilman over the state of the men's rooms at Penn Station here in New York City. Hmm. You had people on Fox and Friends suggesting perhaps Jim Comey committed a crime by keeping a diary in which he had a memo to file saying, Trump asked me to essentially cut off the investigation of his presumed NSA advisor, Michael Flynn. You had a number of other segments. Bill Hemmer, a potentially non-ideological anchor who came over to Fox from CNN, really tetchily and I thought ungraciously contradicting almost everything out of the mouth of one of his liberal guests who were trying to, indicate the reason why the Trump White House is in this crisis and why not just Democrats but others might take issue with some of the actions there.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you so much.
You bet.